Our first song is number 869, Gather Us In.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Corpus Christi on this Feast of Corpus Christi. We have gone step by step in the course of the liturgical year from the consideration of the mysteries of the life of Jesus to the contemplation of the Blessed Trinity, whose feast we celebrated last Sunday. Jesus, our mediator, our way, has taken us by the hand and led us to the Trinity. And today it seems as though the three persons themselves wish to take us back to Jesus, considered in his Eucharist. No man cometh to the Father but by me, Jesus said. And he added, no man can come to me except the Father draw him. This is the journey of the Christian soul, from Jesus to the Father to the Trinity, from the Trinity, from the Father to Jesus. Jesus brings us to the Father. The Father draws us to Jesus. A Christian cannot do without Christ. He is, in the strictest sense of the word, our pontifex, the great bridge builder, who has spanned the abyss between God and us. At the end of the liturgical cycle in which we commemorate the mystery of the Savior, the Church, who, like a good mother, knows that our spiritual life cannot subsist without Jesus, leads us to know him really and truly present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. The solemnity of Corpus Christi is not just a simple memorial of a historical event which took place almost 2,000 years ago at the Last Supper. Rather, it recalls us to the ever-present reality of Jesus always living in our midst. We can say, in truth, that he has not left us orphans, but has willed to remain permanently with us in the integrity of his person, in the fullness of his humanity and his divinity. There is no other nation so great, the divine office enthusiastically sings, as to have its gods so near as our God is present to us. In the Eucharist, Jesus is really Emmanuel, God with us. By the grace of God, one special boy in our parish will receive Jesus for the first time today. Justin Bachman will make his first Holy Communion during this Mass. We rejoice with Justin and his family on this blessed and happy occasion when, by the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, he will unite himself to Christ. And also, one note that when the Holy Communion comes, please follow the directions of the ushers.
Oh, once again, our first song is Gather Us In, number 869.
Gather us in the lost and forsaken. Gather us in. the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Welcome all of you in our church of Corpus Christi, especially our Father Provincial who came for the first time as a provincial to our church. We are celebrating amazing feast of Corpus Christi.
The world. Taniec Księgi Wyjścia. Mojżesz wrócił z góry, zawieścił ludowi wszystkie słowa Pana i wszystkie jego zlecenia. Wtedy cały lud odpowiedział jednogłośnie: wszystkie słowa, jakie powiedział Pan, wypełnimy. Spisał więc Mojżesz wszystkie słowa Pana. Nazajutrz wcześnie rano zbudował ołtarz u stóp góry i powstawił 12 stel stosownie do liczby 12 pokoleń Izraela. Potem polecił młodzieńcom, synom Izraela, złożyć ofiarę całopalną i ofiarę biesiadną z cielców. Mojżesz zaś wziął połowę krwi i wylał ją do czar, a drugą połową krwi skropił ołtarz. Wtedy wziął księgę przymierza, czytał ją głośno ludowi i oświadczył: wszystko, co powiedział Pan, uczynimy i będziemy posłuszni. Mojżesz wziął krew i pokropił nią lud, mówiąc: oto krew przymierza, które Pan zawarł z wami na podstawie wszystkich tych słów. Oto słowo Boże.
Bogu niech będą dzięki. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. To you will I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
A reading from the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleansing our conscience from dead works to worship the living God. For this reason he is mediator of a new covenant, since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant. Those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sequence today, we are singing sequence first before Alleluia.
Ecce panis angelorum, factus cibus viatorum, vere panis filiorum, non mitendus cantibus, in figuris pedinsatur, cum Isaac immolatur, agnus pasche deputatur, datur manna patribus. Bone pastor panis vere, Iesu nostri miserere, tu nos pasche nos tuere, tu nos bona fac videre, in terra vivensium. Tu qui cunctastis et vales, qui nos pastis hic mortales, tuos ibi cum messales, conheredes et sodales, fac sanctorum scivium. Amen. Alleluia.
That came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.
Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Christ, it is a great privilege to celebrate this feast here at Corpus Christi, because in a very visible way we are reminded about one of the basic faith commandments or facts about Jesus remaining with us and giving us his body and his blood. It is very significant that all three synoptic gospels describe institution of the Eucharist by Jesus Christ at the Last Supper. When St. John, evangelist, wrote his gospel, everyone understood and knew about the fact. But during ministry of St. Paul, it was necessary to remind once again about institution of Eucharist, body of Christ. And St. Paul, in a letter to Corinthians, describes and says to the faithful, not only of Corinth, but to all other churches, that they are body of Christ. How can this be, that you have division in your community, writes St. Paul, when you are the body of Christ? St. Paul very clearly understood that the church is body of Christ, continuation of the mission of Jesus Christ on this earth. And it seems strange and it seems improper that this basic commandment of the Lord to be body of Christ was disregarded by the practice of the church. Today we celebrate what church always believed from the very beginning, but especially during times of medieval times when Christians, Catholics were so hungry to see Jesus and his body and his blood, that they would ask the priest to have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, to see the blood of Christ, and they propose the chalices will be the, will be made that way that they could see clearly body of Christ. Of course, that couldn't be done because disrespect could happen, but there was an exposition and a monstrance in which Jesus was exposed and people adore Jesus. That's why the Corpus Christi feast came into existence, approval of what existed in the church from the very beginning. Some years ago, I met at the seminary a young man who was a former minister of Congregational Church. In Connecticut, in 17th and 18th century, these people who belonged to Congregational Church were recognized as citizens, and they could vote, and they have political power. This was an old church which existed in New England, and almost at every green of the town, there was always not only the Church of England, the Episcopal Church, but usually it was Congregational Church. I met this former minister, and he was telling me about his discovery of Catholic faith. He says to me, when I was ordained minister in the church, the congregation gave me very good salary. And they told me, Pastor, you have to study. You have time to read and to study the faith. So he said to me, I thought the best way would be just to start with the writings which came after the Gospels. And so I began to read the oldest documents, which is called Teaching of the 12 Apostles, or Didache. He began to read letters of Saint Clement and other letters. And he says what really strike me very clearly, that the church from the very beginning believed that in this body, in this consecration, in this celebration, Jesus truly comes. Not as a symbol, not as a reminder, not as a memorial, but really they recognize that there is a body and blood of Christ. The Bishop of Antioch going to be thrown into wild animals in Rome, rides to different churches as he passes through the Roman Empire. In the letter to the Romans, he says to them, do not prevent me from giving my life for Christ. I want to be a pure wheat crushed by the teeth of wild animals. I want to become a pure Eucharistic bread for Christ. He recognized himself not as someone apart from Eucharist. Here is Jesus, and here I am going to die, but rather he saw himself as a sign of that living bread, Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. The same fate was the fate of those who much later in Middle Ages, as the priests, bishops, and pope, to institute this beautiful feast of Corpus Christi. A few moments ago we heard Father Anselm singing a beautiful hymn of St. Thomas, in which at every exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, last two verses were saying that there was an Old and now it's a New Testament which Jesus gives us himself. That our senses do not tell us the whole truth, but through faith we believe that Jesus is with us and he is our nourishment and our bread. When Holy Father asked two great saints, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Bonaventure, a Franciscan, to come and present a prayers for the Feast of Corpus Christi, and St. Thomas Aquinas, Dominican, was reading his composition of the prayers for this feast, St. Bonaventure was taking one piece, one card after the other, tearing apart, and was saying, "His is the best." And so today we are reminded of that great and deep faith of Thomas Aquinas. He said he learned more from adoring the Blessed Sacrament than really from any books. And he had great mind and great memory. He could recite the whole passages of the literature and quote them without any help. Today we see above the altar great discussion on the Eucharist. In the representation we see Jesus laying under the altar, reminding us that this is the same Jesus, his body and his blood. We see saints discussing and talking and expressing their personal faith in Jesus Christ, present in the Blessed Sacrament. The mystery why the Church is kept together is one, holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. It is because of Eucharist. We are reminded that even though we are so busy in daily life, we should come at least for short adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in our churches. Here at Corpus Christi, the doors of the church are always opened. It is not like in other churches where the doors are locked because there is a fear that some damage could be done. No wonder this community lives and grows. Today God gave us possibility of driving. The car is much easier to come and pray to our Lord Jesus Christ. After this Mass, we'll go in procession with the Blessed Sacrament. In a way, we'll say to Jesus, "Jesus, look how we live. Here are our home, maybe former housing, but here we want you to have in our midst." Drodzy bracia i siostry, nasza wiara byłaby o wiele mniej wyrazista i by nie wyrażała się tak jasno, gdybyśmy nie mieli wiary w Najświętszy Sakrament. To, że Pan Jezus prawdziwie ze swoim ciałem, duszą i swoim bóstwem jest z nami i przybywa z nami. Eucharystia nawet i w naszych czasach jest tym znakiem prawdziwości religii. Kiedy po wielu latach misjonarze powrócili do Japonii i katolicy przyszli do kościoła, spodziewali się, że wielu ludzi przyjdzie i ich powita. Po kilku dniach kilka osób przyszło i się ich pytało, kto wy jesteście. Czy wy wierzycie, że w czasie mszy świętej prawdziwie Pan Jezus jest obecny? Tak. Czy wy jesteście w jedności z Białym Ojcem w Rzymie? Oni mówią tak. Czy macie nabożeństwo do Matki Jezusa? Tak, my mamy. Wy jesteście moimi, naszymi ojcami. Wy jesteście, przynieśliście nam znowu naszą wiarę. Myśmy czekali i modlili się, kiedy nareszcie po wielu dziesiątkach lat przyjdziecie do nas. Eucharystia jest jednym ze znaków prawdziwości naszej wiary. Łączność z Ojcem Świętym jest drugim znakiem. i nabożeństwo do Matki Najświętszej. Jest tym trzecim znakiem, bardzo widocznym, naszego Kościoła katolickiego. Matka Boża Częstochowska, która wam tutaj króluje i was wszystkich sprowadza razem, modli się, ażeby ta parafia pozostała nadal otwarta i żeby to było zawsze traktowane, że to nie jest tylko, że mieszkamy tutaj, ale że to jest nasz dom. Bardzo często tak się zdarza, że dom się zamyka wtedy, kiedy już ostatnia osoba jest wynoszona na cmentarz. Bo to jest dom. To nie jest tylko rezydencja, gdzie przez pewien okres czasu pozostaje. Dlatego prośmy, ażeby nasza wiara zawsze była jasna i gorąca. Abyśmy zawsze mieli wielkie nabożeństwo do Chrystusa w Najświętszym Sakramencie. Ażeby Matka Boża, Matka Pana Jezusa była zawsze z nami i nam błogosławiła. W naszym życiu i w życiu parafialnym nie będziemy mogli odpowiedzieć na wszystkie pytania. Niemniej jednak możemy zawsze powiedzieć, że taka jest wola Boża, abyśmy tu byli w tym wspaniałym kościele zbudowanym przez łaskę Bożą i miłość do naszej wiary. Kiedy odwiedzam kościoły polskie, zawsze jestem zachwycony piękną architekturą, pięknym wyposażeniem, ozdobami. Bo Polacy, którzy przyjechali dawno temu, czasem nie umieli pisać i czytać, ale chcieli, żeby ich dzieci umiały czytać i umiały pisać, poszły dalej. A ponieważ dbali i kochali Kościół, dlatego wybudowali takie wspaniałe świątynie jako znak swojej wiary. My nie jesteśmy gorsi i dlatego powinniśmy się starać, ażeby nasza wiara płonęła głęboko i była zawsze żywa, abyśmy nadal popierali to, co nasi przodkowie popierali, ażeby mieć miłość do Matki Bożej, do Ojca Świętego i do Najświętszego Sakramentu. Amen. And now let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Come, Lord, to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken of the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Gathered around this Eucharistic table, we see God's blessing for ourselves and all the world.
For the Church, that the blood of Christ poured out for the world may be the cleansing grace which unites all God's people in his kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, that our citizens may be faithful to the values that our flag represents and may strive to be faithful to the Christian values on which our nation was founded. Let us pray to the Lord. For our bishops, that they may meet together this week, that they may exercise their ministry with supernatural courage and fidelity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a new culture of life that welcomes children with a self-sacrificing love that says, "This is my body given for you," let us pray to the Lord.
Gloria.
For those members of our family and friends who have turned away from the practice of their faith, may they come to seek the true God of consolation and joy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful who have died, that they may share the banquet of Christ eternally, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, we ask you to hear these prayers and fulfill all our needs, that they may follow your will more faithfully. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We place upon your table a gleaming cloth of white, the weaving of our stories, the fabric of our lives, the dreams of those before us, the ancient hopeful cries, the promise of our future, our needing and our nurture, lie here before our eyes. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. The young and the old, the fright and the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. With the fruit of our lands and the work of our hands, we come to your feast. We place upon your table a humble loaf of bread, the gift of field and hillside, the grain by which we're fed. We come to taste the presence of him whom we feed, to strengthen and connect us, to challenge and correct us, to love in word and deed. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. The young and the old, the fright and the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. With the fruit of our land and the work of our hands, we come to your feast. We place upon your table a simple cup of wine, the fruit of human labor,
put here,
the gift of sun and vine. We come to taste the presence of him we claim as Lord, his dying and his living, his leading and his giving, his loving cup outpoured. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. The young and the old, the bright and the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. With the fruit of our land and the work of our hands, we come to your feast. We gather round your table. We pause within our quest. We stand beside our neighbors. We name the stranger guest. The feast is spread before us. You bid us come and dine. In blessing we'll uncover, in sharing we'll discover your substance and your sign. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. The young and the old, the fright and the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. With the fruit of our lands and the work of our hands, we come to your feast. Come to your feast. We come to your feast. The young and the old, the fright and the bold, the greatest and the least. We come to your feast. We come to your feast. With the fruit of our lands and the work of our hands, we come to your feast.
My brothers and sisters, let us pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and good of all his church.
Lord, may the bread and cup we offer bring you church, the unity and peace they signify. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Father, all powerful and ever living God, with the lowest and ever to give you thanks, through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the true eternal priest who established this unending sacrifice. He offered himself as a victim for our deliverance, and taught us to make this offering in his memory. As we eat his body, which he gave for us, we grow in strength. As we drink his blood, which he poured out for us, we are washed clean. Now with angels and archangels in the whole company of heaven, we sing the unending hymn of your praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God.
You are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, and that he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
In memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit.
Lord, you are remembered in church throughout the world. I guess going live together with Benedict, our Pope, Edward, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the Apostles, with Saint Anthony, with Saint Stanislaus, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen,
let's pray with confidence to the Father in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us of all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to the apostles, I give you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where we live forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you. And now let us share with one another a sign of the Lord's peace.
Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you, son. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and you shall be healed.
During communion, number 644, give thanks and remember. 644.
Blood of Christ. Amen. Blood of Christ.
Thanks and remember, here is a living sign that one man's dying and rising transforms our bread and wine. As long as we are God's people, and earth has fruit to give, so long will God be our Father. Thank God for all that is. Give thanks and remember, here is a living sign that one man's dying and rising transforms our bread and wine. As long as we live for each other, planting the words of the sun,
so long will God be our Father. Thank God for all He's done. Give thanks and remember, here is a living sign that one man's dying and rising transforms our bread and wine. Dozens of wives and the sparrows and knows us and all our ways, and God is the source of our life and love. Thank God this simple phrase. Give thanks and remember, here is a living sign that one
peace.
In exsangine.
In
let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you give us your body and blood in the Eucharist as a sign that even now we share your life. May we come to possess it completely in the kingdom where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
We have still 30 minutes to start the procession in St. Stanislaus Church. We needed this time to move, to go, and I know that some ladies have problems with walking, so if you have a car and you see somebody next to you and you have space in your car and you are driving to St. Stanislaus, you could maybe offer a lift to somebody. It is always maybe confusion that we start with St. Stanislaus next year. We start procession here, but it is our process of cooperating together that every parish could be included, that we always could include another parish. So today, in 30 minutes at 3 o'clock, we will start a procession in St. Stanislaus. So everyone has some time to get to that parish. We have today some noises with all microphones falling down, not working, but we handled them and we can hear each other. Once again, I would like to congratulate our little Justin, who for the first time received Jesus. When I came to him to give him the body of Christ, I saw the beautiful, huge smile of a little boy that he knew that he's receiving somebody special. And I wish that we all, every Sunday, every day, when we receive the body of Christ, that we could become true body of Christ, his church. And I'm not thanking everyone for coming yet, because we are not done yet, Father. So we will, because Father Provincial said, thank people for coming. I said, not yet, because we are not done. We have to go to St. Stanislaus, come back, and then I will thank you.
There is no time like now. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And now this Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Number 622, I am the bread of life. 622.
And if you eat of this bread,
Yeah.